Welcome to another edition of In Focus. My name is Bob Perot. Very pleased to have back on the show today, Pat Evans, who is a Parkinson's advocate, support group facilitator, and co-chair of the 2022 Parkinson Canada Super Walk, Lanark North Leeds, which of course is taking place on Saturday, September 10th at Conlon Farm in Perth. She doesn't have a business card. She has a business pamphlet. That's a lot to get out there, Pat. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
It's always good to have you on. We're going to be talking to you, of course, about the Super Walk and all the details leading up to it and other great things that your organization is doing for the people of Lanark and North Leeds. And also very pleased to welcome Jim Redman, who is the founder of Pedaling for Parkinson's in Prince Edward County. Jim and three others are currently cycling across Canada. They'll be visiting Smiths Falls August 29th. To take part in Boxing Ties, a program for people with Parkinson's. Now, both Jim and Pat have Parkinson's. Jim was diagnosed 7 years ago, Pat almost 16 years ago. Jim, welcome to Lake 88. It is a true pleasure to be speaking with you, sir.
Well, thank you very much, Bob. It's a pleasure to be here. This is very exciting.
Well, I'm going to start with you, Jim, just because people are familiar with Pat and the work that she's done. And of course, we're going to refresh your memories on that in just a couple of moments. But why don't you tell us a little bit about the effort that is underway right now?
Bob, so right now I'm doing something we call the Spinning Wheels Tour. So myself and a guy named Steve Eisman, who's from Toronto, we're cycling the country. We started June 25th in Victoria, B.C., and right now we're in a place called English River. It's in Ontario. It's about 175 kilometers outside of Thunder Bay. That's where we're hoping to go to today. So we've gone a little over 4,500 kilometers, climbed, way too many meters in elevation. And we're trying to raise awareness and some funds for Parkinson's, or about Parkinson's disease.
Now, I know a lot of people, when they undertake an endeavor like this, they find a way to insert one of their passions with a great cause that is obviously near and dear to their hearts. I'm going to guess the whole reason and the whole fact that you have, been able to cycle as far as you have already is because you are an avid cycler.
I am now.
To be at this point.
I only started cycling actually 7 years ago when I was diagnosed with Parkinson's. Cycling is one of the exercises that that really helps control my symptoms. So especially for people who have been diagnosed earlier on, sometimes it's really just as important as medicine. So I cycle a lot. Obviously, yesterday we cycled 162 kilometers to get to English River. Today, I think we're definitely going over 150. And I never would have thought that I would be saying those numbers. When I started 7 years ago, it was 10, 15 kilometers and my butt was sore. It was like, man, cycling is not fun whatsoever. And now it's cycling is something not only just because it helps with my symptoms, but it helps with my mind. I feel so free when I'm on a bike. And so we chose to cycle because that's what we have a passion for now, definitely.
162 kilometers in one day. I think that might be like my lifetime totals on a bike. So very, very impressive. How do you train for something like this, especially when you have Parkinson's? Like, are there other considerations that you need to take and put at the forefront as you get ready for something like this?
Well, yeah, I guess just like anything, consult a doctor, right, before you start. So I was talking to my family doctor, my neurologist, and then it's a lot of stretching, right, because one of the symptoms of Parkinson's is rigidity, and I have that on my right side, so it's important to stretch a lot, or yoga. And then it's sitting on a bike and turning the pedals over and over and over and over. And so I've already cycled more this calendar year than I've ever cycled before in a calendar year. And we still have over 5,000 kilometers to go before we get to St. John's, Newfoundland. But it really is, it's bringing a lot of water, making sure we eat And after every day is over, and when I was training for this, after every cycling session was over, it's really getting the stretches in. And one of the other parts of this was my physiotherapist, who specializes in Parkinson's disease, really giving me the stretches that would that were specific to my needs. And so, yeah, I mean, when we're talking about Parkinson's, whether it's cycling, whether it's boxing, whether it's exercising, right? It's a whole team that you need. So we have a support crew here. You know, Mike and Darlene Richards, our Logren, are driving the RV and helping us out here. So we make sure we have a lot of water and we have a lot of food and support. But when you're dealing with Parkinson's, right, you need a physiotherapist, you need a family doctor, you need a neurologist or a movement disorder specialist. You need a psychologist sometimes. You need all of these things when you're dealing with Parkinson's.
What's the goal of this particular trip? What are you hoping to accomplish? Like when you walk away from that bike in Newfoundland, what are you hoping to be able to look back on and say, hey, we did it?
You know what? That's a great question. We're hoping two things. There are about 90% of the people with Parkinson's disease who don't engage in any sort of formal exercise class or formal support group. And we think that forming a community gives people hope. So what we're trying to do is spread the word about the value of community, the value of joining a support group like the ones that Pat facilitates. So if you're in, you know, if you're in the Perth Lanark area, right, get in touch with her if you have Parkinson's, because it's, you know what, Parkinson's disease is really tough. But it's tougher when you're on your own. You actually live better when you get to share your experiences. Ask the questions. That you're saying, you know, because Parkinson's disease is so varied, you know, I have these symptoms. What do other people do about that? Or I'm struggling today. I just need someone to talk to. Or I feel great today. And I want to share that.
I just want to say that, I mean, I just sort of, everything that Jim is saying is exactly right. And I couldn't say it any better, really. It the isolation that COVID has brought has just been a disaster to so many people, and not very many people get up and do what Jim is doing, but they can do something, and they can feel a sense of community. And once you feel that sense of community, then you can do anything. And obviously you and Steve and Darlene and Mike feel that you're urging each other on, and that's what you need. You need to be educated. And you need to have some, yesterday, for example, at boxing, this woman showed up a bit late. She said, I could have slept in. I really wanted to sleep in, but she showed up for boxing. And that's what's going to make a difference in her life. And then the other thing that Jim was talking about, that I am really hoping that we can formulate something here in Lanark North Leeds, is this idea of having a team. We don't have a team here. I mean, we're lucky if we have a doctor, and it's very hard to get all of the other resources. Because we're a rural setting, particularly, we don't have easy access to the team of professionals that Jim has had to have, really, to really get him into shape to be able to do this trip. And it's very sobering, but I looked at the support group list last year, for 2019, just recently, because we weren't hearing back from people. And of those 24 people that were listed on that list, 50% have either died or are in nursing homes. And that's because we didn't have that multidisciplinary setting so that people could get the kind of help they needed.
So really, we're talking about not just awareness of Parkinson's and what it can do, but really awareness to the point where we can have a reaction to it and have people in place to assist with making these lives better and ultimately, you know, longer.
Yeah, we have somebody's right now, right this minute, there is somebody in Smiths Falls Hospital who is 62 years old, and I have his wife's permission to talk about this. She's 62 years old. I started the boxing program I got it going in Smiths Falls with him in mind. And unfortunately, because it's such a complex illness, it's not just a matter of saying, okay, here's a boxing program, come to it. he needed lots of other things to support him. And even though he had a neurologist, a movement disorder specialist in Ottawa, it wasn't what really he needed. He needed much more than that to support him and to be able to, and he could be not in the hospital. He could be in a different situation. I'm convinced of that. But because people think Parkinson's is an old person's disease, I think partly, and there's not anything you can do about it, and they don't understand the complexity of it. It's not just a movement disorder. It's so many other things that it means that we just don't get much attention about it from the media and from other, because it's not a very sexy disease to have, really.
No, I understand. Jim, you were diagnosed 7 years ago. How old are you now?
I am 51.
Prime example of someone who is not old, you know, and exactly if it was 7 years ago, I mean, to be in your mid 40s, what was it like hearing that news?
Oh, well, you know what? It was, well, obviously life changing, right? It was, you know what? I wish I could go back and meet myself in that hallway after I had gone, because to be honest with you, my initial thought was, wow, that's pretty much it, right? There's not a lot I'm going to be able to do. And now I realize that, you know, with, and by the way, I'd like to say one, I never actually heard that phrase that Pat uttered before in my life. Jim, what Jim said is exactly right. I don't think I've heard that before. So I'm glad this is being recorded and maybe someone will be able to bring that one out again. But yeah, you know what, Bob, it was really hard. Like my grandmother had Parkinson's disease, so it wasn't a shock because I sort of knew potentially what was coming, but just the reality of what Parkinson's disease meant and the day-to-day living was so hard. So it's the balance between what medication do I take and how much do I take? But I think psychologically it was the biggest impact. I actually started to feel better once I went to a neurologist and saw a physiotherapist because, you know, they were giving me things that I could do to make my life better. But it was psychologically that I really struggled. I spent a lot of time on the couch just sort of feeling sorry for myself because I had Parkinson's disease and I was in my 40s. And why does somebody in their 40s have Parkinson's disease? Like Pat is saying, it's not supposed to be that way. So having someone to talk to, having a community is so important, but also having, to be able to get out to the medical professionals that you need, because it really does take a team, right? And that's one of the other things that we're doing with the Spinning Wheels Tours. We're trying to raise money for places that actually help people with Parkinson's, like the boxing class that Pat brought to Smith Falls, because physical exercise is so important when we're dealing with Parkinson's. So yeah, it's raising a community because that gives you a sense of hope that you're in something together. But it's also because, you know, the people with Parkinson's are sexy, but the disease itself isn't. So it gets almost no funding. And so if we're going to actually bring in the places to help people with Parkinson's, we're going to have to raise the money to do it. And that, and research is important. We need to end Parkinson's disease. And you know what, if all these doctors can get together and across the world and come up with a vaccine for COVID when they didn't think that was going to happen, you know what, let's get them together and let's work on Parkinson's, you know, as a start. And the more money that goes into Parkinson's, the more it helps people with MS and ALS, all of those brain diseases will all benefit from more research being done. So that's where places like Parkinson Canada and the Superwalk come into place.
And just before we go to you, Pat, this is the same point that we've made time and time again, when it comes to research dollars, like we do like it when money that is raised locally stays locally, with the exception of research dollars, because a discovery that's made in New Zealand can impact someone in Perth or Lanark Highlands or Smith Falls or Carlton Place or, just anywhere around here. So those research dollars going to that global medical community that you speak of, Jim, is definitely something that it's a bonus all around. And if you have a global movement, like we've just seen, as you mentioned, with COVID, amazing things can be accomplished. Pat, you wanted to add something.
Well, I just want to say that money for me is not the primary concern. People in our area have been extraordinarily generous, and the money does go to Parkinson Canada. That is means that it does, some of the money goes to research, but I'm convinced that Parkinson Canada wants to make sure that we get, they are advocating for multidisciplinary care. And I just think that it's not, it just is a matter of will, and in terms of people being convinced that in fact their brothers and their sisters do have it. And that's why we've been so successful, because we invariably ask someone if they'll make a sponsor, and they say yes, and right off the bat they say, and I have a mother-in-law, or I have a father-in-law, or I have a friend or somebody that has Parkinson's. The problem is that it's not been a disease that people want to talk about, and there's still a lot of stigma attached to it. And people, I think that there's nothing they can do to live well, so they figure they're just going to have to live with it and for the rest of their lives, and progress and go downhill, and there's nothing that can happen.
Conversations like this are so important because of that, because I'm thinking of you, Jim, coming out of that diagnosis, and just how valuable it would have been to have someone who was in your position. You talked about going back in time. Like, imagine you today approaching someone who's found out, like in recent days, that they have Parkinson's, and saying, yeah, you're going to go through a lot, but by the way, I've had it for 7 years and I'm biking across Canada. I mean, that's incredible inspiration. We've seen that with cancer buddies and people who have other diseases and so on, getting that support from people who have been through where they are. That's the type of support that is, you know, it doesn't cost a lot of money, but it is its value is just immeasurable.
And I was diagnosed at 54, so I wasn't exactly an old person either.
No.
And I think you've seen me, Bob. You know that I have continued to make sure that I keep active, and I think that it's a whole headspace too. It's being positive and looking at what you can do. So every once in a while, I need to take a reset. I call it a reset, because I'm not doing as well. I'm not sleeping as well. I'm having to take more medication. I think, okay, what can I do to sort of do that reset and to try to think what I can do that will help me to do better. And I think that's the psychological part of Parkinson's is so important, and it's not a part that's addressed by most health professionals.
No, and of course, like, people hear, oh, there's a super walk coming, you get an announcement for it and so on, and then it's raising money for Parkinson's, and then that's usually the end of the discussion. That's why we enjoy having these chats in order to bring that message forward. We'll get to the super walk in just a second. A couple more questions for you, Jim. You said that you're near Thunder Bay right now. Where is your route taking you as you make your way through Ontario? I know you're going to be in Smiths Falls on the 29th, but there's a few different ways you can get there from where you are.
You know what? And we are taking those few ways. We are not going the most direct way, because we're trying to meet as many people as we can. So, you know what? From Thunder Bay, we're heading down to Sault Ste. Marie, and then over to Sudbury. And then we're taking a little turn here to Parry Sound, and then Orillia, Collingwood, then down into Waterloo. We're spending a few days in the Toronto area, because that's where Mike, Steve, and Darlene are from, and we're going to do a few rides there. After that, we're heading to Peterborough, and then we're going to cycle through Perth, all right? And we're going right to Ottawa. On the 25th, we're having a meet in Britannia Park in the morning, so people are invited out to come and see us there. And then we're actually staying a couple days in Ottawa, and then working our way back to Smiths Falls, and then to Kingston. And then we're going to go east again into Cornwall, and then into Quebec. And we're hoping to be in St. John's, Newfoundland around the 20th of September. So we're adding on a few extra kilometers to try to meet people with Parkinson's and spread the message that we're bringing.
And you're going through the true Ontario. You know, you're like, the sights are just absolutely gorgeous. I've been to pretty much everywhere that you're talking about, and the routes that you're taking, you know, off the big 401s and 400s, you know, getting away from those things. just absolutely gorgeous. I'm so envious. First off, I could never do the bike ride from Thunder Bay down to Sault Ste. Marie, but I've driven it. And at this time of year, like, it is beyond gorgeous. So a beautiful setting. And actually, I sort of have a side question here about this. What do you do? Because these are long stints that you're on. What do you do to pass the time while you're biking?
You know what? I do what you were talking about. I look out and see what I'm cycling through. And I've been amazed about how beautiful this country is. You know, that's one of the reasons why I like cycling so much, is that you get to see it from a different perspective, because it really is phenomenal. Like, what we're cycling through right now in Northern Ontario is beautiful. We're taking as many pictures as we can and putting it up on our website, and trying to capture the experience with blogs, and we put some funny things on there as well that we end up doing just naturally. So if anyone wants to check that out, it's spinningwheelstour.ca. That's what I'm doing. We talk to each other. Steve and I are Mike and Darlene. When we meet them, we talk to other cyclists. It's amazing how many other people are on the road right now, but really it's just enjoying the beauty of Canada. It's phenomenal.
Pat, I want to talk a little bit about the Super Walk. Of course, we will be speaking about it here on Lake 88 leading up to it several times. There's no doubt about it, but we're back this year. And it is, when is it happening? And for our listeners, tell us a little bit about what it is specifically.
Yeah, I want to talk about August 29th first, when the Spinning Wheel Tourist comes in. We're going to have a box. Everybody's invited to come and watch and be part of it. It's at 10 o'clock. I think it's going to be in Lower Beach Park, because we want to make sure we avoid the goose poo in Confederation Park, where we've been doing it. And we're going to have a celebration there, and a boxing ties is a wonderful program for that was started about 4 years ago. And so the August 29th at 10 o'clock, you're welcome to come at Lower Reach Park. And the Super Walk will be, yes, together again, finally. I mean, we've been isolated and we're so looking forward to it. We'll have to take precautions, of course. We're having it at Conlon Farm. Registration starts at 9:30, but if you'd like to donate or register ahead of time, that's much appreciated. And you go to superwalk.ca, look for the Lanark North Leeds Walk in Ontario, and register. It's the best way to donate, actually. And unless you know a walker and you want to find the name of a walker and donate that way as well. It's a really inspirational time. It's a really much more than fundraising, because it's getting together and it's giving people a sense that they're not alone.
And it's one of the most successful super walks out there right now. I'm going to pat you on the back here, Pat, because it really is a big success. You do a wonderful job of rallying people to come out and support this. And now let's get them back, because, of course, as you mentioned, it's been a couple of years, but with the precautions in place, this can be not only raising awareness, but it can be a celebration of what everybody has accomplished who is a part of this.
It's really quite incredible. We have raised over, I think, 320,000, headed now towards, we've already raised, I think, almost $30,000, and we punch way above our weight in this area. People are super generous, they really, really care. And I think it's because, and this is one thing I want to underline, in rural areas, they think the rate of Parkinson's is higher. And they don't know why, but they think it is related to pesticides, well water use. They're not quite sure. But it is important to know that there's a lot of people in this area that are not being diagnosed for whatever reason, but they need to be, because then if they are, they'll get the support they need, hopefully, and we will be able, and they'll do better, and their quality of life will be better, and they'll be able to live well.
Well, I've got to tell you, we've gone way over time, but it really doesn't bother me here, because I've really enjoyed this conversation today with both of you. And I hope that our listeners are taking as much away from it as I am. Jim, it's been a distinct pleasure to meet you. I'd love if you could give out that website one more time for people who would like to follow you and to find out a little bit more about your cause.
Okay, that's www.spinningwheelstour.ca.
We're going to share that in the post of this interview that goes up on lanarkleadstoday.ca in case anyone missed that. Jim, best of luck to you. Stay safe out there on the roads for sure. And awesome stuff that you're doing, sir. I look forward to our next conversation. That is for sure. I'm sure we're not going to be done with this chat, because it is something that goes on. And Pat, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much for all that you do for the people of Lanark and North Bleeds when it comes to Parkinson's disease. Just give us the details one more time of the Super Walk and the website people can go to.
It's on September the 10th, Saturday, and you can go to superwalk.ca, look under Ontario, find the Lanark North Leeds-Perth Walk. You can also call 1-800-565-3000 and ask for Super Walk as well.
Excellent. Jim, Pat, a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here today on In Focus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Our guest today on In Focus, Jim Redmond, founder of Pedaling for Parkinson's in Prince Edward County. He is cycling across Canada. And of course, Pat Evans joining us here as she does every year to talk about the Super Walk. She's a Parkinson's advocate, support group facilitator, and co-chair of the 2022 Parkinson's Canada Super Walk for Lanark North Bleeds. I'm Bob Perreault. Thanks so much for listening. We'll talk again tomorrow. Have a wonderful afternoon.